Hello guys, Massimiliano Muccini from Italy at the console. Welcome to the episode number 5 of Yes Libertarian Free Market Podcast. The title now today is Knowledge and Knowing Each Other. I'm so happy and enjoy to share unconditionally with you, deep from my heart and soul, all the old and new studies on liberty that it covers all aspects of economics, laws, rights, duties, free markets, and observation and analysis of the reality we experience. I like to study books over social science sphere as well as economy, one which have taken into consideration the smallest community in the world, you. The individual with his own history as interactions with other persons of any race, language, and political thought, ideas, or origin. According to these factors, we shall generate our special gift to the world. The basis of the contribution is a secret formula called liberty. And liberty presumes other fundamentals like the knowledge of what affects our lives. It's soon said, at first the education we received by our parents, then the school together, in the meantime relationships with other persons, parents, relatives, friends, mentors or people who have distinguished themselves like scientists, actors, sportsmen, philosophers, economists, painters, intellectuals, and so on. One of those things that most condition the brains, young or old, are mass media as TV, newspapers, news magazine, books. The mass media are the most thin art that you breathe like a gas, colorless and odorless every minute of your daily living. Is it true? In the late 40s, we were fascinated by this strange device, TV. It filled and concluded our stressed days and times. Today, exactly the same. When you arrive at home, you go to the fridge, you catch a bud, or two, three, or four, you collapse onto the sofa or armchair, and you open the TV and you get a look to ESPN to know about your idols. I said LeBron, Lamar Jackson, Stephen Curry, or do you prefer Oprah? Oh yeah. In Italy, just the same. We love soccer. For example, the footballers Cristiano Ronaldo and the Juventus team. And then, advertising. Ads. Today, more and more on internet. So, are we living in a complex ads world where mass media permit us to enjoy ourselves with the entertainment? Or did they build entertainment to inoculate us another language style as the politically correct and to drive our brain, our thoughts to other realities and cancel good values that were built during the centuries? Do I say Matrix? In the past it was TV. Now there are cable TV or streaming TV like Netflix, HBO, Sky and whatever. So definitely, what have we missed today? At first, the capacity to lead our hobbies, sports, knowledge, etc. to a fixed limited time. Our God grant to us 24 hours. Second step, the desire to stop us thinking and restoring our deep and shared good values of the society, of the religion, in other words, what makes us happy. Keep in mind, if you throw your brain or donate your time to the TV, you will lose for sure a lot of precious time, years too. Despite of these 2 points, if you focalize your inner essence to you are in the right way. The right way turns on the light of who you are and why you came here on Earth. This light has many modalities, interest of what really makes you grow as person, for example in spiritual area, or studies of any topics, economics, money, sports, bricolage, cooking, volunteering, web experts, and so on. Reading interesting books or resurrect your brilliant ideas of your major skills. I mean, will is power. And knowledge is power too, as confirmed by English philosopher and jurist Francis Bacon. You know now why do mass media own the full power of your brain? But you have also the best antibodies to restore your deep will. Smart books, courses, intelligent websites, open my podcast too. On my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/yeslibertarian, I will write in the next weeks my preferred books and what can be useful really for you to get in touch with authors of liberty and divergent thoughts against the globalist unique thought, so we can immunize to the fourth power of the Leviathan state and their actors. And finally, our motto can be condensed in these few words: no absolute truth in the back, but liberty in the head. Hope you will enjoy this episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. And if you love this podcast, place 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify in order to involve more persons who believe in liberty. Thank you so much. Have a great day and grazie. Ciao from Italy.